Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Earlier this week, a watershed case between Philip Kravitz and Cape Union Mart versus the PSC was heard at the Western Cape High Court. The implications for this case are huge. There was, I would say, as much drama outside of the courts, if not more, as there was inside the courts. And my colleague Daniel Bloch, director of the SAJBD Cape Council, saw it all. So I'm absolutely delighted to have Daniel as my guest now to tell me more. Daniel, firstly, how are you? Daniel? Oh. I seem to...
I'm here.
Oh, Daniel, hello.
Hello, sorry, a bit of a technical whoopsie. I disappeared for a second.
Indeed. Please do not disappear on me, Daniel. I'm just checking after your physical and mental health after the last few days.
Sure, yeah, it's been quite an interesting week it's been, both inside the court and outside, two contrasting, you could say, atmospheres, but actually one message that came clear, and I think everyone's followed the court case and you followed what the wording's been about, but coming out of that court case feeling that the legal team of Cape Union Mart were quite proficient, quite professional, put their point across, and I'd like to think the judges are going to rule in favor with Cape Union just based on the fact that the opposition had no evidence to prove their accusations against Cape Union Mart and Philip Kravitz, and that the court should really uphold the rule of law when it comes to freedom of expression and protesting.
So because you've been so closely involved with it, it might be very obvious to you, but for those who are not aware, what ultimately is at stake here?
So for the last almost 3 years, actually, the anti-Israel movements, the Palestine Solidarity Campaign and various others have been protesting outside predominantly the Cape Union Mart waterfront store and others around the country, accusing Cape Union Mart and its owner, Philip Kravitz, of funding genocide, of committing genocide. There's been a range of defamatory comments, slogans, and posters calling them baby killers, murderers, rapists. There's been a variety of anti-Semitic posts, synagogue of Satan, swastikas. And the protesters have been harassing customers and just anyone walking in and out of the store in their face. And effectively, the interdict is not looking to stop the protests or restrict freedom of expression. But we know if you look at disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer, but I've learned a lot about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, common law, Kualani versus Kualani and John versus Doe and everyone else. You know, there's got to be a balance between freedom of expression and inciting violence in defamation, in hate speech, etc. And this interdict is hopefully going to put an end to the lies, the misinformation, and the defamatory information lodged against Cape Union Mart and Philip Kravitz.
So what are the implications beyond Cape Union Mart for the Jewish community if this is successful?
I think it's got vast implications, not just for the Jewish community, but for, you know, anybody out there, because what was discussed inside the court, you know, from the PSC's legal team was almost as if they were saying, well, you know, it's okay not to have the full truth. You know, everyone's got the right to protest, and whether it's truthful or not is irrelevant, which is obviously being argued. And I think the judges have hopefully seen it that way. Because what it means then, Charisse, you and I can go right now to your competitors, stand outside and accuse your competitors and owners and CEOs, etc., of the most egregious offenses, because maybe we saw something on the website or someone had a cup of coffee and a photograph with someone in another place at another time, and suddenly they support all these egregious acts. So I think it really is going to be quite substantial for protest moving forward. And I think it's going to send a clear message that whilst you have the right to protest, you need to do it within the limits of the law.
Talking about protests and the right to protest and the limits in the war and exactly what happened, I think what I'm going to suggest is we take our break now. And when we come back, look at exactly what took place outside of the courts.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I'm Cherie Seffert. This is Above Board, and I'm talking to Daniel Bloch, who's my colleague and the director of the SAJBD Cape Council. Daniel, you were falsely accused of hitting a journalist. It must have been a really awful moment for you when you walked in and saw a crowd literally baying for your blood.
Well, it did get to that point when I arrived at the High Court on Wednesday morning. I arrived and there was obviously the commotion with the two sets of groups protesting. And I bumped into a few journalists and they said, there's an incident. I said, what? And then Yusuf Chiktu, who's the representative, the head, whatever his title is, of the PSC, said he has an announcement to make of a serious incident. So I thought, let me film, because there's always something that's going to be said that probably is lacking in a lot of information. I wasn't wrong. And he started by saying the South African Jewish Board of Deputies has just attacked a journalist. And I looked around, and even the journalist looked at me, and we were like, you just arrived. So I walked down towards the SAPS offices just to clarify. And you hear on the video that's on our social media pages saying, this guy's talking nonsense. And as I said that, Yusuf Chiktu gazed on me and suddenly went, Daniel Bloch, how shame on you. How could you let this occur? And that's when I approached him. And I thought, you know, normally we might respond with an article or a statement or something. And I thought, you know what, bugger that. I'm not going to just let this guy get away with this blatant defamation. So I approached him and I said, not our protest. We're not here. And that's defamation. And he went a little bit quiet. And then suddenly the crowd started having a go at me. And actually, I switched off the video just before some very unruly comments came my way, swear words and other hostilities. But I think what it shows is, it just shows that's the kind of defamatory comments that the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign and all of their sister organizations have been parading for the last few years. Lies, misinformation, the fact that he was there, he saw what happened, and who did he blame first? The Jews. That's been their go-to. And to add on to the lies that, you know, what did happen was not an attack on a journalist. It was an anti-Israel member with a camera and a video that represents the other side that crossed the line and antagonized an individual from the pro-Cape Union Mart side. And the pro-Cape Union Mart person fended him off in a manner. So I think that's also been overstated. And we'll just have to watch the space. But yeah, wasn't very exciting.
Yeah, again, because both of us have watched the images, well, you've lived it and I've watched it numerous times, maybe we should just describe exactly what happened outside the court case and also the different kinds of protests that the two sides chose to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, even on Monday when I arrived and there was the pro-Cape Union Mart protest, I went to film, singing songs, they're talking about we want our jobs, peace for everyone. That's generally what pro-Israel, pro-Jewish.
And I think we can mention it was Safi and Simonye.
Yes, those were the organizers of the protest. So board wasn't involved, but I very easily could have been standing there singing with them because we are standing up for Cape Union Mart and its Jewish owner, Philip Kravitz. And, you know, as I was filming and I walked away, two of the anti-Israel photographers, I mean, I'm a journalist then because I also have a camera, I suppose. Can I claim it, Cherise?
You're a journalist, certified journalist.
I'll get my press pass. And as I walked away, they literally both put their cameras in my face. The one guy put his phone so close to me, I actually said, do you want me to take a bite out of it? Like, that's how close the phone was. And the difference is the other side. They claim to be peaceful, but, you know, there's nothing peaceful when you're screaming death chants. And throughout the 3 days, there were death chants, death to Israel, death to Zionists. They were accusing the Simunya and the Safi guys of being rapists and baby killers and murderers, exactly what they do outside Cape Union Mart. No dialogue from their side. And I think that's what this court case speaks to, is that it's the defamatory comments, it's the lies and the misinformation that's being used by these anti-Israel groups wherever they go to protest.
Yeah. I just want to also highlight the court case inside mirrored what was happening outside to a large extent. And I know judges cannot be influenced by anything but what is presented to them around the case. But to what extent was it so evident for those involved to see what was going on?
So, you know, the decorum inside the court, it was chalk and cheese inside and outside. I mean, the decorum inside the court, everyone was behaving except one of the anti-Israel protesters on the Wednesday walked in just before court started going, Viva Palestine. I'm not sure if he left or if he was removed, but for the most part, everyone behaved themselves inside the court and there was an air of decorum and respect. I think from my perspective, disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer, and 99% would have been all about the legal ins and outs and those technical legal jargon. At the end of the day, the PSC were trying to prove why they're targeting Cape Union Martin Philip Kravitz and trying to connect the dots to the Israeli government and the IDF, et cetera, which Cape Union Martin's come out with affidavits and statements saying Philip Kravitz has been given to humanitarian causes. I mean, there's a project with, I think, solar panels in an Arab-Israeli village. You know, there's projects involving Palestinians, and there's so many projects. And the fact is, on one day, I think it was the amicus, which is supposed to be a friend of the court and provide information for the judges, they were going around in circles, so much so that it looked like the judges were getting a little bit irritated at one stage because they weren't being given guidance. It was just, yeah. So, information wasn't there.
So I don't want to go too technical either. And I'm not a lawyer, but the amicus was the Center for Applied Legal Studies, or CALS.
Yeah.
And I just wondered, they seem more political than legal. Yeah. And to what extent could that backfire on the case? And to what extent is it irrelevant?
So if I recall, at one point they were discussing, and that, to the judge's credit, they asked both sides lots of questions, and they were asking because they wanted to understand, you know, if you're going to put a point across, what do you mean? And even with the amicus, he was talking about hyperboles versus truths, and almost in a way indicated you don't need to have the full truth to protest, which naturally the judge says there has to be a balance between constitution, bill of rights, the truth, etc., to come to a conclusion. I do feel that the advocate for the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign seemed to be, so I think he and the judge had a few run-ins just on respect. At one stage, the judge said, this is my court and I'll decide when we do X and when we go on a break, et cetera. So I think there needs to be some sort of etiquette. And I think the legal side of Cape Union Mart were very professional, very efficient and effective in the way they handled and managed the case.
Well, well done to them. I think we've got time for one little last question, Craig. What happens next, Daniel?
So now we just have to wait for the judgment to be handed down by the, obviously, the judging panel. I can't tell you how long that takes. I won't even venture a guess. And then we'll have to see what the judgment is and whether the interdict is granted and what that entails. More than that, your guess is as good as mine, unfortunately.
Is this one of those cases that can then be appealed and find its way all the way to the Concorde?
As far as I know, yes. So that's something that's going to take, it's going to, almost take as long as the ICJ case, Clarice, you know, another 18 months to find some evidence, etc. So I think there's an appeal process, and yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
Daniel, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a really good, peaceful Shabbat. Do switch off.
Always a pleasure.
Because I know how rough this week has been. That is Daniel Bloch, Director, SHAVD, Cape Council, talking about the court case. Just to remind the entire community, if you experience anti-Semitism or intimidation because you are Jewish, please report it to on our WhatsApp line on 078-2599-417. If you want to know what the board is doing, please check out our social media pages. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you about the following. Thursdays and Fridays mean fresh magic at the Family Bakehouse. Golden challahs, babkas, biscuits and cakes baked in small batches with no shortcuts. Perfect for Shabbat or the weekend. Find the Family Bakehouse at Genesis, Ora, and selected distribution centers. Thanks to all of you for joining. Thanks to Craig for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on Charisse@sajbd.org. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.